Welcome to a Prevent Connect podcast, where we explore the prevention of violence against women. This is a project of the California Coalition Against Sexual Assault.
Hello, this is Ashley Meyer with Prevent Connect, and today I'm here to talk about something really exciting and relevant, a new lesson plan for high school students about the Hunger Games Catching Fire, and the lesson plan is called The Hunger Games Catching Fire for Social Justice. Today I have Isha Pandit, an anti-violence activist who, along with members of the Idaho Coalition Against Sexual and Domestic Violence, created the curriculum. Hi, Isha, how are you?
I'm great. Hi.
Great to have you here. I also have Brandy Sellover, program manager and technical assistance provider for the Idaho Coalition Against Sexual and Domestic Violence, Center for Healthy Teen Relationships. Hi, Brandy. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thanks, Ashley.
Well, it's great to have both of you here, and I'm really excited about this lesson plan. I have read all the Hunger Games book. I saw the first movie, and I'm looking forward to the next one. Why don't you start off by telling us more about this lesson plan?
This is a lesson plan geared towards high school students, and really the idea here is that this is the age group of folks that will most likely be reading this book. It is a bigger bestseller than even the Harry Potter series, so that gives you sort of a sense of how many folks are reading it, and it's a little bit of an older sort of high school audience that's reading it. And this book, the second book in the series, in the trilogy, is called Catching Fire, and it is riveting. It's just really captured a lot of young people's imaginations, and the movie's coming out in a few weeks. So we thought this would be a great time to kind of use a moment that young people are engaged with something related to popular culture, which has a lot of social justice themes in it. The story itself, it's sort of a coming-of-age story. It is also sort of dystopian, futuristic novel about various issues that are happening in several communities that have to do with social justice and oppression and violence. And we thought it would be a great opportunity to take sort of an important pop culture moment that folks are connected to and use that as an entry point into conversations, some critical conversations about social justice and violence.
So, Brandy, how does this fit into the work for the Center for Healthy Teen Relationships?
Oh, absolutely. Overall, the Center for Healthy Teen Relationships is an initiative of the Idaho Coalition Against Sexual and Domestic Violence. As an organization, we are committed to creating compassionate communities that really empower everyone to thrive and be their best selves by achieving justice, equity, respect for all girls, women, and boys and men. And we focus, the Center for Healthy Teen Relationships specifically focuses at the primary prevention level of work to end adolescent relationship abuse and sexual assault by promoting, through brief interventions and other work that we do, by promoting healthy relationships. We recognize that the need to cultivate social justice awareness and activism specifically of young people to encourage them to really be a meaningful part of the movement to end violence, that is so important. In that spirit, we have offered this particular lesson plan, and we also offer other brief classroom intervention strategies, as well as utilizing social media-based interventions that stem from pop culture, really in order to help change social norms of young people and to kind of organically help cultivate their own thought process and to meet youth where they are at in terms of them kind of making their own connections to how they fit into the wide scale of social justice. The Hunger Games Catching Fire for Social Justice is one of those lesson plans. A year and a half ago now, when the first Hunger Games movie came out, we did a gender empowerment lesson plan, which was based on ending or the prevention of violence through looking at the different gender expression between Katniss, for instance, expressed from Katniss versus PETA in terms of Katniss really showing what some people traditionally stereotype as masculine characteristics, where they're strong and sort of the provider, if you will, of the family. And PETA coming in and expressing in a very different but equally strong way in his artistic and communicative way of being. We also engage teens through the release of each one of the Twilight series movies, more specifically the release of Breaking Dawn. We did the campaign for the third choice. Instead of being in the Edward or Jacob camp, it was really about the third choice of Bella making the choice for herself. We utilize Instagram, for instance. We have done the Love What Real Instagram contest, where teens can take photos of what they see as being a healthy relationship, and then hashtag love what's real. And then we had teens actually review all of the Instagram entries and make the decision on who the top 100 love what's real Instagram photos were for a monetary prize. Beyond that, we also have Love What's Real writing contest that focus on having youth or young people write poetry about what they see as a healthy relationship, and then that culminates into a high school and a middle school poetry book that ultimately makes it to this at-capacity poetry slam. So lots and lots of ways of engaging youth engaging youth, more importantly, and getting that social norm out there of a healthy relationship.
Yes, and Prevent Connect does have a podcast about the first Hunger Games lesson plan, and we will be putting that in the blog post. We'll link to that in the blog post about this podcast. So I think that's really great. One of the things I love about your strategy at the Center for Healthy Teen Relationships is that you're really using pop culture, and you're doing it, like you said, really reach youth where they are and to stay relevant.
Absolutely. You know, and recently I think there was an article out talking about that teens are losing interest in Facebook, and the importance is paying attention to things like that and making sure that we're engaging in those social media areas where teens are hanging out, the Instagrams, Twitter, so forth.
To talk about this particular lesson plan, Catching Fire for Social Justice, Isha, one of the things that I noticed was, you know, this is really about issues of oppression, social justice, of course, and it really make the link there to sexual violence prevention. So can you talk more about that?
Yeah, absolutely. So I think the novel, I'm sure folks have read the stories, and if you haven't, I think you should. They're incredibly compelling. They create this world, like I said, this dystopian world where there's a lot of abuse of power happening in different sectors of the society in the stories. And so what we really wanted to do was to use this story and sort of stay true to the focus of the story, which is, at this point in the trilogy, the sort of main character in the story, Katniss, is developing an understanding of the injustice that is happening in her society. So not just in her life and in her family. I mean, the novels are called The Hunger Games because of the poverty and impoverishment that's happening in the place where she lives, in the most impoverished of the districts in her society. But this particular story is about her awakening to political power and to noticing the broader systems of oppression that are happening around her. The first story, the Hunger Games story, is just about her surviving in this arena. And this one is really where she becomes sort of the symbol of a movement. And what we really wanted to do was kind of capture that and talk about that, because that is the element of the story that's really the sort of engine of this story, is her awareness. So what we wanted students to be able to do is kind of link that main plot line of this story to developing an understanding of social justice and institutional power and concepts like human rights, civil rights, and political resistance, and kind of be able to sort of link that, see those things happening in the story, and then turn and apply those things happening in the story to things that they see in their society around them. And of course, as part of that, it's a conversation about violence, intimate partner violence, domestic violence, sexual violence. So we didn't want to be heavy-handed or force a conversation about sexual violence without, you know, really paying homage to the storyline, which is about awakening sort of an understanding of institutional power and oppression, and kind of thinking about movements. One of the things that gets started in this story is a movement of people who decide to resist in different ways. Because that is key, that sort of opening and awareness is key to sort of doing any specific issue-focused organizing and, you know, even focusing on domestic violence or any other issues. We really wanted to kind of use the organic storyline to kind of parallel that awakening that's happening in the main character of the story with the students who are reading the book, and sort of push them a little bit to kind of take one step further in the story, with the story, to say, okay, well, what about me? How does this impact my life? Or how do these themes show up in my life? That's really kind of the way that we approach the pedagogical strategy for the book, was to sort of parallel the awakening that's happening with the main character of the story around social justice with the students who will be reading and watching the movie.
I love that word that you keep using, awakening, because when I look at the lesson plan, it really does get to that. I think so often when we use pop culture in our work, in our prevention work, we tend to just critique it, and there's certainly a place for that, and that's certainly useful. What I like that you do here is that you're really using it to foster social change, to really create change agents.
And I think one of the incredible things about young adult literature, as someone who grew up reading books like this one and reading, you know, sort of all of the pop culture stories, is that they really sort of shape our sense of self and our sense of the world. And writers who write for young adults, writers like Suzanne Collins, I watched several interviews with her. She is very intentional about her audience, and she takes them very seriously, the young people. And I know lots of adults and people of all ages have read the book, but it is young adult fiction, and it's kind of, you know, she's intentional about focusing on that population and the way that they're engaging their world. So it's actually a perfect medium by which to engage young people, because it is for them and it is about them, and it is about sort of, you know, shaping and understanding the world around you. And so I think the thing that's hard about it, and that is sort of a delicate understanding, is how to move from that to kind of creating a conversation that goes beyond the boundaries of the book. And so beyond the boundaries of the fictional universe, it is in some ways, I think, easier to talk about injustice and oppression in the context of a fictional futuristic plot line than it is to talk about it in our world. So our hope was to kind of use some of the strategies. The first activity in the lesson plan is to process and understand the systems of oppression happening in the fictional world. And then the next step is to sort of, you know, take a hard look at that and see where there are parallels in our world and where there aren't. Of course, the book is a work of fiction, so it looks very different from our world, but there are really important things that we can sort of pull out and still remain authentic to the story and also to our purpose of kind of pushing folks to think beyond just the parameters of the novel and reflect on the world around them.
Well, looking at the lesson plan, I think you've really done that. You've made it very applicable and relevant to young people's lives. Brandy, where can our listeners go to not only check out this lesson plan, but to learn more about the work and the offerings of the Center for Healthy Teen Relationships at the Idaho Coalition?
Absolutely. So engagingvoices.org is the website for the Idaho Coalition. engagingvoices.org. We'll have a link to it through the Rural TA, or if they just go under the tab that says initiatives, and they'll be able to click on it through there. We will also have a link to the lesson plan on lovewhatsreal.com, which is a website that's specific to youth and engages youth. They can take a look at lovewhatsreal.com for not only the Catching Fire lesson plan, but also to look at the other work that we're doing in terms of the Instagram contest, the writing contests, and some of the other work that we've done over the years and that we're continuing to do, planning for the upcoming National Teen Dating Violence and Awareness Month.
Thank you so much. We really look forward to learning more about the work of the center as it moves forward and watching the movie come out and the lesson plan be used and the success that you're going to have with this. Thank you again. I've been talking to Isha Pandit and Brandy Seliver. Isha is an anti-violence activist who, along with members of the Idaho Coalition Against Sexual and Domestic Violence, created Catching Fire for Social Justice Lesson Plan. And I've been talking to Brandy Seliver, who is a program manager and technical assistance provider for the Idaho Coalition Against Sexual and Domestic Violence and with their Center for Healthy Teen Relationships. Thank you so much, Isha and Brandy.
Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to this Prevent Connect podcast. Prevent Connect is a project of the California Coalition Against Sexual Assault, with funding from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. The views presented on Prevent Connect are not necessarily the views of the United States government, the CDC, or CalCASA. To learn more about Prevent Connect, visit www.preventconnect.org. For more information about CalCASA's mission or to show your support, visit calcasa.org. That's CALCASA.org.